At Arizona State University, we've made online education better, smarter, and more personalized so you can go further in your aspiring field.
I decided to pursue medicine once I realized that ASU did have the online program for biological sciences. You're still required to learn the same curriculum. You're still being tested on the same content that anyone would be tested on in person. The comprehensiveness of the program prepared me so well for medical school.
Explore over 350 plus programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Well, it looks like Chance the Rapper has run out of chances with his wife.
Oh, no. And Tiger Woods won't be getting any kitty cat for a while. We'll tell you why.
And later, I'll be chopping up with the latest eliminated contestant from The Masked Singer. But first, we gotta welcome back our homie, the king of reality TV, the Los with the most, Mr. Carlos King!
Hey. I love my hype, man. Thank you, Craig. I'm happy to be back here. Now, Tana! What's up first?
The lowest was the most. I'm gonna remember that one. That's solid. I like that. Okay, y'all know the saying, that didn't age well?
Yeah.
You know that one? Okay, well, Live with Kelly and Mark just gave us a prime example of that. Okay, recently they reran an episode from last year where Mary J. Blige mentioned being on Diddy's yacht.
Ooh, child.
Of course, this was way before Diddy's legal problems blew up. Well, if that's not bad enough, Kelly replied by saying, next time you go on Puff's boat, we'd like to.
You get an investigation. Yeah. You get an investigation. You're like, man. Yeah.
It's super possible that you could party with people who have done, maybe, allegedly, have done shady things, and they're not doing shady things at this party.
Right. That's true, possible. True.
That's
the real shady stuff starts after 1 a.m. Mm.
It does? So is there a window of shadiness? Is it between 1 a.m. and 6?
Yeah, it's a little window. Because, like, I ended up at a Diddy party back in 2019.
Ooh, and... do tell.
Do you guys think that, like, it should have been the responsibility of somebody on the show to be like, hey, maybe we don't air this part where
Mary Blige talking about that?
No, don't revise history. You said what you said, and it happened what happened. Because here's the thing. I'm sure every day of his life he wasn't involved in something crazy and seedy, unless he was. Right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, well, at the end of the day, everybody wanted to be invited to the party in the Hamptons.
True.
Everybody wanted to be on the boat. It is what it is.
True.
I still want to go.
Wait,
you
go.
You want to go?
Because I feel like they're going to be on their best behavior. It's like flying after a plane crash. Everyone's going to make sure that they're doing, like, operating.
Know. At you can't equate that at a party on a boat.
It's not the boat's fault.
All right. Angel Reese became a college basketball star with the LSU Tigers, but she's also gotten death threats from internet trolls. So peep it. Just days after losing her Elite Eight game during March Madness and days ahead of the WNBA draft, Bayou Barbie announced she's going pro, and she did it with a photo shoot for Vogue magazine. Check it out.
Gorgeous.
All right. Hey.
Beautiful.
We love to see it. Mm-hmm. We love to see it during Black Women's Month.
I'd play her from my heart. She said it was inspired by Serena Williams, who announced her retirement in a similar way in 2022. And she told Vogue, I like to do everything big. I didn't want to be basic.
I know that's right.
Baby, ain't nothing basic about her. She's talented. She looks gorgeous.
Yep.
I mean, tears across the board, baby.
There's something so interesting going on in women's college basketball right now.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking more about that than we are men's college basketball.
Yeah.
It's the year of the woman.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love to see the shift. I love to see the girlies carrying the game of basketball. And hopefully, like, having a star like her will bring more eyes to the WNBA, because I still feel like they don't get all the eyes that they deserve.
Yeah.
They don't get all the money that they deserve. So hopefully this is a shift for the entire organization.
But also, like, didn't Caitlin Clark get an offer from Ice Cube for his, like, three league?
Big three, yeah.
Who's Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Caitlin Clark is the number one scoring college basketball athlete of all time.
She is a problem.
Yeah.
On the court.
Oh, really? Okay, period.
Yeah, they.
So she's
not, a problem.
She's not in the NWA. I don't know.
Is she in the NWA?
Is she in the NWA?
So is she going to the draft as well?
She's probably going to the draft.
Okay, good for her. Well, look at the women.
Yeah.
Let's go, women.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Well, another divorce. Chance the Rapper done ran out of chances with his wife, Kristen Coralie Bennett, after 5 years together and two kids that the couple is throwing in the towel. The two released a statement that said, "We came to this decision amicably and with gratitude for the same time we spent together. God has blessed us with two beautiful daughters who will continue to raise together. We kindly ask for privacy and respect as we navigate this transition. Thank you so much."
Well, Jesse, that ain't no privacy, because we're talking about it now. Yeah. So we'll do that after we talk about it, sis.
Right.
But I hate to say this. First of all, I hate divorce unless it's something to where it's healthier for you to be out of the marriage. Mm-hmm. I saw this coming because when he was grinding it, you know, doing all of this. You know, he's leaning back and stuff.
I thought that was Jesse for 2 seconds.
Is that you, Jesse?
No, you know what's funny? You know what's funny? That girl is my homegirl, okay?
We got all the tea today.
Well, I was in Jamaica for Carnival. That is Jamaica Carnival 2023, and I will never forget seeing that and saying, "Baby, that marriage is over."
Really?
That man had no soul in his body. No soul
in
his eyes.
Well, that woman sucked it up. You see what she was wearing?
Listen, he had no soul left. I knew that marriage was going to survive. It wasn't going to survive that.
No chance the rapper.
I blame Jamaica. I blame Jamaica Carnival. Jamaica Carnival was actually this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend?
Yeah, and I regret not being there. You want to go down there?
Yes.
But Carlos, I hear,
what we doing?
I hear, understand, and receive what you're saying, brother.
Yeah, you do?
Mm-hmm. But you also got to respect other people's culture. So in Jamaica, that's just how they dance. Oh. That's almost like how they say hello.
You know what's crazy, too? This guy told me the other day, if I wanted to be with him, I couldn't do Carnival no more. And I was like, well, I will never want to be with you.
No. The thing
I will
is
always
this.
Pick Carnival.
But no. You can pick Carnival. Mm-hmm. Are you going to pick a man to grind on his wood? I think that's the distinction.
But go to Carnival. But that's the culture.
It is the culture. I went to a Juve thing that they had in Atlanta last year.
Exactly.
I won't that's explain how I exactly. had glitter all over my
Are
body.
You kidding
but
me?
There was man, listen, like, and this is how they dance.
Exactly.
What event was that?
It's coming up in a couple weeks. It's coming soon.
We need a Dish Nation field trip. A Dish Nation field trip.
And it's early too.
I'll go.
Jesse, get the boat.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so moving on, speaking of wood, sources are talking, just saying, and they say Tiger Woods is wood, I'm teasing, Tiger Woods holds out of that good wood until he's a champion.
What?
According to a good friend of Tiger's, he is so focused on winning the Masters next week, he's even banned sex until afterwards.
Wow.
Here's what the sources said, child. He's working really hard, pause, in the gym. He's eating right, pause. He's even eliminated sex. He does that now when he's preparing. No sex until the tournament is over. He doesn't want anything to take away his focus. What if he does all of this and doesn't win, though, child?
That's what I'm saying. Like, so an L and no sex? That's crazy.
Two L's, baby.
There's people say that this is a thing. I'm not sure that I personally believe this is a thing to reach your highest levels of athletic performance. I'm not sure, but some people say it
is. Well, because golfing requires so much form, you don't want one stroke to affect your other stroke, right? And he is getting up there. But when you think back, though.
Oh, he's up there.
When Tiger was a monster.
Right.
When he had all them girls,
right.
though.
Yeah.
Has anything ever come up in your life where you're like, I gotta abstain for 6 weeks?
Nothing in life, baby. That's the best part of being gay. I ain't gotta worry about no pregnancy scares. I ain't gotta worry. Honey, it satisfies me on a regular basis. I like it 7 days a week between the hours of 1 and 6.
Oh, my Lord.
Diddy time?
Diddy time? Well, no, mine is 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. because I work.
No, Diddy.
Oh, it's Diddy 30. Okay, great. Up next, Carlos and his good friend Nene leaks dishes about respectful cheating, whatever that is. More on that after the break.
No Diddy.
Respect.
No Diddy 30.
Don't Diddy me.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Well, it looks like Nene Leakes is sharing her thoughts on infidelity. So, during an IG live session with Mr. Carlos Kang, Nene said that if someone is going to cheat, they need to do it respectfully.
take a look.
So if you're gonna be respectful, you first you tell that person you give me 50 feet on my woman. Like, don't ever approach me when you see me with my woman.
So that's the rule. Game.
Number one, you can never approach. I couldn't imagine somebody approaching me. It would just be like, what?
Unfortunately, in Atlanta, there's not a lot of available men for these beautiful women, ciao, right? And we believe that if you are going to cheat, mm-hmm, make it respectful. And respectful cheating is the side chick or the side dude, y'all need to stay on the sidelines.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's kind of hard, though. Yeah. Like you said, like in Atlanta, there's not that many men. Everybody in Atlanta is dating the same three African men. Okay. Everybody in Atlanta dating the same three Africans. It's two Nigerians, one Ghanaian. That's it, all I'm going to tell y'all.
But, like, what are the rules for, like, a side piece? Now, they can't be within 50 feet.
Yeah. No, you can't come up to me and say, like,
hey,
hi, John. And the wife is like, how you know John?
Oh, dang.
And you also have to probably respect, like, the days. Just know February 14th is not yours.
Exactly. Christmas
holiday
is not
yours. Holiday don't belong to you, bro.
Thanksgiving, you're not giving no thanks on Thanksgiving.
Wait, President's Day, you can go all out.
Yeah.
On Halloween.
Is it February 13th or the 15th, which is side piece
Depends
day.
Which is closest to the weekend.
Yeah.
You know a lot about this crack.
You know, like Jesus, I hang out with the people that do bad things. And, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. I'm a disciple. All right, moving on. We all knew more tea would be spilled from Rebel Wilson's memoir, Rebel Rising. Now she's talking about losing her virginity at the young age of 35.
Whoa.
And revealing that the actor that took her V card, it was comedian and actor Mickey Gooch Jr. She said that he had no idea it was her first time. And one of the reasons she waited so long to have sex, because she felt like, as a big girl, no one would ever truly find her sexually attractive. Very sad. And get this, Rebel penned a brief personal message to Mickey saying, I know this might be news to you if you are reading this, but yes, I lost my virginity to you.
I had dreams of what it would be like to lose my virginity, and when I lost my virginity, it was not that at all.
Really?
So I don't get how she lost it and he didn't know.
But how do you know? I'm really curious.
It's not a good feeling.
Like, for the man?
For the woman.
But she's green.
Sometimes you choke up lack of experience to, like, that's their first time with you.
So how do you think Mickey Gooch, this is crazy, this man's
Being
last name is Gooch.
Is complicated.
How do you think Mr. Gooch feels about finding this out via the memoir?
That's a little sad, I think.
In real time, though, he probably felt like it was like stuffing a bike in a microwave.
Oh my gosh.
Now,
you know,
reading the book, you
but
probably
I think
feel
what
like,
Jesse's
that's not
saying,
always, that's
but
not
I think
always.
Jesse, what she's saying is true. I'm assuming that for a woman, she's probably crying
it's not comfortable.
Well, let's step back a layer or two. If she's 35, right? We're not talking.
Okay. Because I was in college.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure. Okay.
The lock has been tampered with at some point or another, whether it was by human or machine.
There are lines, and we read between them.
Up next, the Masked Singer's Lizard, a.k.a. Cisco, may have gotten a boo from the show, but guess what? He had a dish with us about it. Ooh. Stay tuned.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, this week on The Masked Singer, the show celebrated shower night anthems. And unfortunately, the lizard went home. But it's all good because we got the lizard right here. Please welcome the artist formerly known as Lizard, singer, songwriter, and dancer, Cisco.
What's up? Hey, bruh, I'm gonna have to hire you to introduce me every night.
Cisco, you've carved out such a niche for yourself, right? When you hear the word dragon, there's only really like three names that come to mind. It's like Bruce Lee, Busta Rhymes, and then you. Did you request to be a dragon, and the lizard was the closest that they could get to that?
When they came up with the lizard, they explained to me that that they saw that I was, you know, moving on to another another era of my life with my family. And my lady's name is Elizabeth, and so Elizabeth Liz, and also you can't talk about ladies' draws on a family show, so we had to figure something out.
Right. Thong Song is one of your most iconic records. Who would you give the okay to remix the Thong Song?
I get a request for somebody to use that song at least three or four times a month. So, and you know, I don't just give it to anybody to use. I usually, like, will listen to the song, and if I dig the groove, then I'll, you know, I'll give the okay. Also, my bad that, you know, so many people dyed their hair blonde.
I'm one of them. You know, like, right? The light's hitting in a certain way. Go. Well, actually, it looks like I'm Roadblock from G.I. Joe, but no, actually, it is blonde a little bit. You made it okay.
Team Goldie.
You know, you created a lot of trends. We talked about the blonde hair thing. And now you're officially a content creator because you was doing these clips.
Content. POV your media team tells you you need to make more content.
Content.
Yo, I'm at the bar that too because that's dope.
No, please do.
Thank you, and also thank your group, Drew Hill, for being there for us with the songs that you came with that, you know, that mark significant moments of, you know, of time in our lives, man. And, like, you know, I think a lot of times artists don't get the flowers they deserve because, you know, music sometimes can be so disposable, but y'all made the type of records you can't just crumble up and throw away. Hey. They come back like a boomerang. Whether we talk about sleeping in my bed, Beauty was her name, you know, Thugs. So, I mean, like, it goes on and on and on, man.
Because you know that these are the times we all wish for. The moment when left means so much more.
Well, so what else can we expect next from you? What's coming down the pipeline?
I have brand new solo music coming out. It's second in a three-part series. The first one was called Genesis. You can get it right now anywhere digital music is sold. This one I'm working on right now. It's called Exodus. And, of course, the next one is going to be Revelations. But this one, I actually collaborated with Maya again because I wrote her first two singles. So it's almost like a part.
Yeah.
It's almost like a part two to that to that one.
All About Me, that one.
Right. Yeah, I wrote that.
Well, yo, my brother, yo, Cisco, thank you so much for pulling up on us, man. Continue success on all you do. Thank you so much for, like, everything that you poured into the people after all these years, man. Sometimes being a creative is a thankless job, but you keep delivering us content in so many different forms, man. So we will take it, and
man,
thank you for pulling it up. Touch,
man. I like your energy.
Yo, hit me up. Headcrack. I'm on IG.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, it's the last segment of the day, so...
Dish is it!
All right, so get this, child. A surgeon named Dr. Rena Malik, who specializes in sexual health, she says you cannot tell the size of a man's penis simply by looking at his hands and feet. According to this doctor, there was a Japanese study done on only Japanese men.
Now see, come on now.
They measure all their body parts, including penile length, and they claim it's the nose length that determines the man's eggplant size.
What? They should. They're probably a special case because, you know, Oppenheimer, the radiation is probably still, like, affecting the people there.
Yeah. It would be really strange.
Environmental.
It would be really strange if they measured the Japanese women for penises. That would be the strange.
Okay, what size is his nose, child?
It's given, Tana.
Oh! Tana!
Hold up.
It's given.
Let me get my nostrils flared. Let me get my nostrils like
that. Ooh!
Are you going for length or width of the nose?
Extra inch.
You know what's the size, Jesse?
It's, you know, I'll say it after the break, child.
Thanks,
you know, we got to be professional
Jesse.
For the people.
Thanks.
It's
okay,
a professional
show. Now do cracks or do mine.
I have a Nigerian nose and big feet. So, little nose, big feet.
I ain't going to hold you. If you Nigerian, he's giving Kenyan.
Well, I'm giving,
it's giving.
Ghana.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine.
So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.